say, are you enjoying Radio City's programs? If you're not, well, how would you like to tell us why not? Or better still, how would you like to tell all our listeners why you don't like Radio City? You know, you can do just that on Radio City's show, The Anti-City Show, which comes to you every Saturday on 299 at 12 o'clock. All you have to do is make a tape recording of all your criticisms of Radio City, and you can say exactly what you want, and send them to us, The Anti-City Show, Radio City, 7 Denmark Street, London, WC2. Remember, that's for The Anti-City Show, the most unusual program on the air.
Which comes from NH Prince, Chardmore Road, London, North 16. And he says this.
I am Nick Prince, and I live at Stoke Newington, London, N16. I listened to your Anti-City Show on March the 20th this year, and decided to send you a tape myself about my comments on Radio City. I find that Radio City has no organised programme schedule, and I find this is not very helpful, as you cannot find out who is on next, if in case you have a favourite disc jockey and want to listen to him.
Time for another tape on this, the last Anti-City Show. Don't forget, from now on, the program is entitled Feedback, and we want to hear tapes from everybody about anything you can think of, just absolutely anything. I can't think of anything, but I just hope you can. You've got more imagination than I have.
Good morning, all you Radio City fanatics.
Oh, good morning to you. I'm not a fanatic, but I'm running the program at this very minute. I'll carry on.
I am making this recording in Ipswich, which is in the depths of darkest rural Suffolk. First of all, congratulations for your transmission quality. It is very good, and due to your recent increase in power, you can be easily received by the smallest of transistor portables. The quality compares favorably with the transmissions from the two pirate stations moored about 20 miles from here. Perhaps you would tell me exactly where your transmitter is located. The informality and non-professional approach of the disc jockeys is certainly different and very entertaining, but the DJs seem to be the only different factor in your programs. Can't you do something a little more imaginative than repetitions of the top 50?
Well, repetitions of the top 100.
Why not some humorous programs, or as somebody suggested before, programs of old or unusual records? Just to liven up your Saturday stint of pops, I have recorded a semi-classical piece of music, which I hope you will not cut out, as perhaps it is not quite what you would expect.
Well, usually we would actually cut in here because we don't usually like playing or records recorded by people that send in tapes, but the quality of this was excellent, and we liked the piece of music very much. That's everybody on the station. So now listen to it. It's the William Tell Overture. Slightly different, I think.